ask you, just ask you about the story of the Cardinal's grief, you know.
Yes. And his wife was called Janetta. She was daughter of the British consul in Genoa, in Italy. But they had no family. And when he died, to Martin passed to his brother, or his nephew, I can't remember which. But he asked to be buried out of sight of road and rail, because he loved the country so much. And look what's happened.
Yes.
I'm worried, because the walking group said that the McBain family were the last of them that I was in touch with. They had emigrated to South Africa.
Oh.
And so I don't know, because being a private plot, I don't know who would be responsible.
He chose a beautiful spot, didn't he?
He died in on active service in India.
In India.
And it's lovely, because there's primroses in the little plot.
And they must have planted a ring of trees around it.
Yes, there were four
beaches.
Copper beach. It's like marble, and it's instead of being sort of square granite sort of chipped, it's polished marble, and with the arms marbled. It's all shiny. No, the McBain family had owned Tamartin from when they got their first charter, right the way through, passing down, and it was when they let the moor and the house in 1926, and my grandmother, no, 1924, and my grandmother took it, and for 3 years, and at the end of the third year, she'd so fallen in love with the place, she bought it,
mm-hmm.
And so it's only had sort of two families in it all the time, No, the McBains loved it very much, mm-hmm. and one of them was a great tree planter, and he planted, I think, 500,000 trees, all the trees round about, the ones on the lawn planting and things. And in those days, shooting was walking up with dogs, mm-hmm. and quite often people, relations used to call in, mm. and it sort of we'd show them around, especially after the fire.
So you said that basically you have very happy memories.
Yes, I wouldn't have been brought up anywhere else. Kind people round about, and friends in the village. You know, one knew just about every. Mm. So, because when Mum used to go round with the Red Cross. In the Red Cross, I used to sometimes go with her and with things. And everybody looked out for everybody else.